So, Nigel, how pleased were you with the response to win those two games, get two clean sheets, obviously after the Gillingham game?
Yeah, players have done really well, haven't they? Obviously, we were all going into the Gillingham game full of expectation. Didn't quite work. We didn't defend the set plays as well as we needed to do. Thought the lads were superb on Saturday against Chesterfield. They were a good side. You know, they put a lot of corners in, as they have done previously as well, so we were aware of that. And, well, good credit to the players because they've gone and dealt with them situations well. Thought we scored two super goals. Could have scored a couple of more as well when you actually analyse the game back afterwards. Mm. Some of the counter-attacking play and their goalkeepers made a couple of good saves. So, all in all, I think there's 23,000 people in Bramall Lane. Pleased that we got the victory. I know there's so much more to come from the team. It's very early days in our tenure. But there's a good work in progress at this moment in time.
Do you think there was that little bit extra pressure on the team in those two games because people were sort of waiting to see how you were going to respond to it?
Well, the players have responded in a positive manner, which is so important. You know, as I said, we work very hard at the football club, the players and the staff. Everyone puts a lot of effort in. And again, sometimes things don't quite go your way, but you learn the lessons from it and you move on. And that's what you've got to do in this division because it's relentless. You look at the fixture list, Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday, Tuesday, for what seems like the whole season. And what you've got to do is you work hard to prepare for a game, do everything you can to go and win it, analyse it afterwards, draw a line underneath it, move on to the next one. And spirits are good at the football club. Say the players responded in the right manner. Two clean sheets in the week. And, you know, we're up and running at home.
Two terrific finishes from Shay Adams. What does it say about his maturity or his confidence, especially that second goal, the way that he finished it?
Do you know what? The second goal was a fantastic one. What a great little 1-2 combination play he did with Connor Salmon. You know, again, I was pleased when it's come from a restart. We've developed the play. And it was something we worked on the training ground to get ourselves in that position. It was a super goal from Shay Adams. As you know, as I said, there could have been several more from them sorts of situations that we had. But the players are working really hard. As I say, it's a work in progress. There's so much that we've got to keep improving on. But I must say the attitude of the players has been top draw.
How much do you have to manage expectations with Shay? Or is he at a stage now in his career where you think he could play most of the games for you in League One?
Well, listen, he's raw. He's a young, raw talent. And I think if you look at, you know, young players, I've always played young players. I haven't got no fear of going to do that. What we've got to do is look after them. As I say, give them an opportunity to go and play. Make mistakes. Learn from them, progress again. So, you know, he's got an opportunity, as all the players have here at Sheffield United. And what we've got to do is make sure that we look after him. And as you say, don't put too much expectation on him. But we want to be developing everybody and we want to play winning football.
If he was going to look at a role model, would someone like Charlie Austin be good for him? Because he was a player who came from similar background, non-league, scored a lot of goals in League One and has just sort of gone from step to step after that.
Yeah, listen, we've got some good players here at the football club. It's a good environment that we're creating here for the players to go and develop. So, you know, we'll look after Shay. You know, we've got good experience of that. And we've got to make sure that he has an environment that he can keep improving in, a platform for him to go and play on, and importantly, you know, be in a position where he can play an important role within the team that we've got here, the squad that we've got here, to achieve what we're after.
You mentioned the link-up with Connor Salmon. Just how good a foil is he, not just for Shay, but the other forwards you've got in this squad?
Yeah, and we have got some really good forwards, haven't we? You know, I thought Billy Sharp looked sharp at the weekend. Keeper's made a couple of great saves from him. Connor, you know, again, it's new partnerships that we're putting together, and they're still very early days, but the lads are working hard. They want to make things happen, and they're working hard to make that possible. And over the course of the season, I'd like to think we can see that come to fruition.
When we last spoke to you, you gave us an awful long list of the players who are carrying injuries at the moment. Is there any positive news there today?
Bob Harris is going to have an operation tomorrow, Tuesday night. So that's frustrating for us. But I've already highlighted that he was going to be out for a while, so he's going to require an operation now. You know, the lads are out, but hopefully, as time progresses, we might have them more available for selection, because if you look at the fixture list, it's daunting, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It's one that we've got to relish and look forward to, but we've got to make sure that we've got, you know, players coming back. And when they do come back, it obviously enhances the availability of the squad that we've got.
I was going to mention that sort of early start with so many fixtures in the first month, and with the cup as well and progression there.
Yeah.
It's a real test for a squad, isn't it, especially at this level?
It is, especially when we talk about we're early tenure, it's a work in progress, as I said, and we're coming in, there's ideas that we're looking to implement, and it's just going to take time for that to happen. And players, you know, getting partnerships together, as I said, like David Edder only came in last week. You know, he's played his first period of time at the football club, so like Connor Sowney, like, so we've got so many players who have just come in. We need to have that ability for them to all go and gel. But they're working extremely hard at it, and I'm really pleased with their attitude.
Just how much of an impact has David Edgar had then in this first week at the club?
Well, it's been good. I think when we look at the weekend, we knew that we had to defend potentially, you know, the balls coming into our penalty area. And you know, with him going into there alongside Carlo and Jay McCavely in the left-back position, we had a bit more height in there. And they've gone and defended that well. I thought he made some real good interceptions, some good blocks. And some very dominant headers of clearances of the football. But I know we can play as well, and that's what we want to be able to go and do.
It can be vital, like kind of having that size at the back to complement the goals you've got in the team. It's kind of the combination that we've seen with teams who have won promotion from this division.
Well, it's just simple. Stick it in one end and keep it out the other. And you set plays, 30% of goals come from them. So, you know, you need to have six bingers in your team as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, we were a bit bigger at the weekend. To be able to deal with the aerial threat and the set play threat that is evident in all walks of football. You've got to be able to deal with it. And also, you know, you'll be able to capitalise on it as well. So I was pleased we were a bit bigger at the weekend to be able to go and do that. And say great credit to the players because they've defended very well. But as I said, it's that work in progress that we've got. I'm sure we're going to get better and better. I want us to be able to control games of football more than we did at the weekend. It was very much you've got it, we've got it, end-to-end stuff. So sometimes that's very exciting. I think we do look a threat on the counter-attack as well. But I'd like us to have a bit more control of the game. But ultimately, I want us to win. So we've got to find a way to go and win.
What was your experience like the first game at Bramall Lane? Obviously good to get a win, but overall, how did you find it?
Well, listen, we started off really well. The song to start off with was great, wasn't it? And I think for me, that's really got everybody, got the whole place upbeat. And we've got on the front foot, and I think that's important for us moving forward. And we scored, you know, two goals after the start of the game and a half-time, the start of the second half. So that's really pleasing. That's something we've got to keep driving on. You know, Bramall Lane has got to be a place where we can score the first goal. It's important because it might make the opposition come out a little bit more. There's more spaces and instead of just being camped in there. Not saying Chesterfield were like that at the weekend. But you know, I think history would maybe suggest some teams just sit in, and ideally you want there to be some more spaces out there.
How comfortable are you with the size of the squad? Obviously you've got a lot of injuries, which is going to prevent you, I guess, from loaning people out. But are you looking to add players? Obviously with Jamie going out now, are you actively searching to bring others in?
Yeah, I think we're always been looking to improve on everything we do. One, improve the players that we've got on the training ground, in the classroom, and ultimately on the field of play. So we're looking to keep developing everybody that we've got. You've already touched on Shea. But likewise, if we can improve the group, we're bringing players in. Like, for example, we've gone and brought David Edgar in this week and we brought Cameron Salmon in the week before that. You know, if there's a players that we can realistically go and bring in to improve us, that's what we'll do. We've got a couple of weeks left of the transfer window. We all share one common goal. Our aspirations are there. But it's a long, hard grind, which is you know, League One. And we all know that there's going to be a day that you win and everything's going great. And there's going to be a day that maybe you've done great, but you haven't won the game. So we can't get too high when we win. We can't get too low when we lose. We just got to keep grafting and working hard and keep moving on to the next game after learning our lessons.
You have been linked with one player this weekend, so I'm going to throw a name your way. Michael Turner at Norwich. Is that a player that you are actively interested in?
Michael Turner's a very good player who's at Norwich City, who I would suggest is probably on a lot of money that unrealistically will be able to be affordable at League One level. But who knows?
And looking at this next test with Peterborough, what are you hoping to take from these two wins that you've got into this game to try and just keep this run going?
As you say, you build it, looking to build momentum all the time. Peterborough's a good team. You know, it's going to be a tough game. All the games are going to be tough, and we have to prepare that way. And we've got to graft and we've got to work hard. Grant McKenzie, assistant manager there now, he did a great. He was great for me as a player at Scunthorpe United, so it'd be good to catch up with him on Tuesday evening. But we've obviously got to go there with knowing that we've got to have to graft and work really, really hard to give ourselves an opportunity to win the game.
I imagine there are a list of probably about 10 or 12 teams that could realistically look at potentially pushing for promotion this year. There's a lot of clubs like that, isn't there? Really?
Very much so. I think it's who can build momentum, who can keep consistent, who can deal with the situations that arise with injuries and suspensions, and maybe a little loss of form or a couple of results going against you. How you pick yourselves up and go again. Now, we've demonstrated after the disappointment of last week that we're capable of doing that. But we've got to keep united together as a football club. Now, the expectation's there, and rightly so, because that's coming from me. That's what we want. But we've got to be able to go and deal with that. But for me, it's we all share the same common goal. And if we all stick together, we have an opportunity to make that happen.
Two different opponents on the road. But what do you think the team has maybe learnt from how you want to play away from home and to maybe grind results out from the Gillingham and the Morecambe game?
You've got to defend set plays. You know, that's one thing that we didn't do well down at Gillingham. You know, we actually have far more possession of the football. You break it all down whichever way you want, it's about winning. Stick it in one end and keep it out of the other. And in between that, you build yourself a platform to go and do it. We weren't good enough down at Gillingham doing it. The lads have responded fantastically well, and we were far better against Chesterfield on Saturday. So, but we need a consistency to be able to go and do that. You know, we're not like highlight things. You know, a team along the line might go and score a goal. It won't be the end of the world, you know, because we'll keep working hard at it to keep improving.